Hope is here. Have you been kind of felt like you've been wandering around, just kind of going in circles for several weeks, maybe several months, or even several years? Well, today I want to talk to you about, it's only two Bible verses. It's in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8, verses 1 and 2. And it was when Moses was talking to the Israelites, where they were finally going to get to enter the promised land. And even though there's only two verses here we're going to focus on in today's program and also tomorrow's, I thought there were four really good lessons that we can remember to apply in our lives so maybe we don't have to wander 40 years in a situation like the Israelites did. Moses said to the people as they were getting ready to prepare to enter the promised land, "Be careful to follow every command I am giving you today so that you may live and increase and may enter and possess the land that the Lord promised on oath to your forefathers. Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the desert these 40 years to humble you and to test you in order to know what was in your heart and whether or not you would keep his commands." And as I read that passage a few years ago, it just really spoke to me about, you know, how can we keep from making the same mistakes that the Israelites did that kept them wandering around for 40 years before they got to enter the promised land, the land of milk and honey and plenty and just a beautiful, beautiful area. And I don't think God ever wastes a hurt in our lives, but the fact of the matter is, a lot of times, in my life at least, sometimes I'm a little slow and I have to learn the lesson, go through something maybe three or four times where I finally go, okay, I'm going to change my approach with this area of my life, because a lot of us are familiar with that definition of insanity. The definition of insanity is when you keep doing things the same way, but expect to get different results. And so I want to share four lessons that I think we can apply to our life from just those two verses that Moses shared there in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 1 and 2. And the very first one is to stay humble. To stay humble. You know, Moses talked to the people about that. He said, you need to, God lets you wander. Part of the reason the 40 years was to humble you. And, you know, part of the blessing of living in the United States of America is because we are the most blessed nation in the world, and our standard of living is just tremendous. And I mean, it's amazing to me that over half the world's population, a little over 7 billion, 3.5 of them live on less than $5.50 a day. And if I'm honest, usually I spend that much just on eating breakfast. And the fact of the matter is, sometimes when we have things such as food and shelter and transportation and good health, we kind of take it for granted and we start to get prideful. And I think Moses just wanted to, you know, remind them, even though you're getting ready to have all these blessings material-wise, you need to stay humble and remember who your source is. And I want to ask you today, who is your source? Is it your checking account? Is it your marriage? Is it your kids or grandkids? I mean, I know a lot of parents and grandparents that really have to be careful about making that a form of idolatry. And kids and grandkids are awesome. But the fact of the matter is, sometimes we can get our identity in them. In our car we drive, in the neighborhood we live in, men, in our occupations. And yet the fact of the matter is, God is our source of everything. And that's why I want to talk about this today and tomorrow, is just to remember to stay humble. And my brother Darren, he said this to me several years ago, and he said, you know, Greg, you're never as good as people say you are, or you're never as bad as they say you are. And that's just a great reminder today. If you're in a good season of life and people are saying great things about you, and you know, it doesn't have to be, you know, like, you're John Calipari or a college basketball coach like my brother. But, you know, the fact of the matter is that don't get too high on the things you're going too, when things are going really well, but don't get too down when things are not going as well or if you're in a really painful season of life. And, you know, the number one reason when I struggle with being humble is because of pride. And that's kind of embarrassing to tell you as a guy that's been ordained for ministry back in August of 2003. So we're approaching almost 16 years. And yet, if I'm transparent with you, as I always am here on Hope Is Here, I've struggled with pride all throughout my life, and maybe in why I've had to go through some of the storms in my life that I have, that I've shared through many programs here over the year and a half that we have done Hope Is Here. But Ephesians chapter 4, verse 2 says, be completely humble and gentle, be patient, nearing with one another in love. And friends, only Jesus in you can do that, to be completely humble and gentle and patient with one another in love. One of the things I do a couple of days a week to help provide financially for myself and help with this Hope Is Here ministry is I work with Pepsi a couple of days a week, and I have to report to stores at 5 a.m. and start loading shelves. And it's really been a good form of discipline, getting up early and listen to some podcasts while I'm doing it, really fill my tank spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. And yet it's hard work, it's grunt work, and a lot of times you get disrespected just being a merchandiser with Pepsi. And I had a person that was filling in for a person at one of the stores that I was working at recently, and so I had to ask him to let me go out the back door. And he kind of complained about it because the 11 a.m. is when they had the cutoff time, but I had gotten a bunch of work done since then, and I needed to get a couple of pallets and some empty Pepsi crates out and take them out back so our truck could pick it up the next day. So he finally did it, and then I took it out, and I was unloading it, and, I mean, I was just staying busy doing that, and it took about 2 minutes, and all of a sudden the guy's out, and he yells at me. He's like, man, would you hurry up? And so I looked at him, and I just said, hey, man, I'm going as fast as I can. I'm almost done. And he just kind of looked at me and kind of backed down. And so I came on in, and obviously I was not very happy at getting called out by this guy for no reason. And so the next day, though, I had to go back to this same store and start my day. And I knew he was probably going to be there because that back door manager was on vacation for one more day. And so I'll never forget when I showed up that he I had to make a choice when I walked in the store that day, and I just said, you know, Lord, I'm a follower of Jesus, and I know that the Bible says we're supposed to love those who persecute us. And to be honest with you right now, especially at 4:55 a.m. as I'm about ready to walk in the store, I'm not feeling very loving, and I sure don't like being disrespected a couple of times, especially that last time by that person. But I know that if he's ever going to see Jesus in me, I still need to be kind to him. So when I walked in the store and went to the back room to sign in, to let him know that I was there, I said, good morning, how are you? And he actually responded, good. And so I went on and did my job. So a couple hours later, I had to take out some empty pallets and empty crates. And he saw me taking them out, and it was 4:11 a.m., so he couldn't get frustrated with me. And so as I was coming back in the door after taking those pallets out, he said, man, I want to apologize to you for how I treated you yesterday. Man, I'm sorry about that. I hope you won't hold it against me. I said, man, I accept your apology. And I said, I just assume maybe you're just having a really bad day, and I just hadn't be the one that you decided to take your frustration out on. But man, I forgive you. And it's forgotten. Then next thing you know, this guy opened up his heart and just shared all these things that were going on in his life, and how he's on four different types of medication and just lots of challenges going on. And so I just listened, and he has no idea that I'm a pastor or that I have a radio program called Hope Is Here. And so I just tried to listen to him, and so I just thought, you know, hopefully I'll be back in that store again soon. I'll see this guy, and maybe God will open up some doors to talk to him about Jesus. But I had to make a choice to be humble and gentle and patient with this guy, even though I'd gotten disrespected and was offended. And what causes us to be offended, obviously? It's pride. P-R-I-D-E, pride. And what's the letter in the middle of the word pride? I. There's one of my heroes, Joyce Meyer, says, our favorite song is, what about me? What about me? Me, 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 me. It's my favorite song. Me, 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 me. And yet, friends, it's just not God honoring. Jesus modeled that it's not about us. And I want to encourage you today to maybe do a heart check with you. If you've been offended about something, don't get me wrong, just like this guy kind of got on me for no reason. And yet, at the same time, truth be told, you know, I got a little more offended than I should have. And maybe you're dealing with the same situation. You've got a coworker, a neighbor, a family member. And we know the enemy loves to cause divisiveness. But we are reminded in James chapter 4, verse 6, that God gives us more grace. That's why the scripture says God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. So I want to ask you today, how's your humility doing? Maybe one of the reasons God can't bless you or promote you in a certain area of your life is because of pride. And man, that's hard, but I think Jesus modeled what true humility was when he took a brutal death on the cross, and before he even made it there, the scourging that he went through, being whipped 39 times and just stripped to just basically a little piece of cloth covering his lower, you know, his private parts there. Just you talking about being humiliated. And yet, you know, the Bible tells us in Isaiah chapter 53 that he did not say anything. And man, we live in a culture that tells us that, no, we ought to say stuff and our opinion matters. And yet I just think Jesus is saying to us, you know what? Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient with one another in love. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 2. And only through a personal relationship with Jesus can we do that. And die to self. It's on a daily basis. Remember, John the Baptist said in John chapter 3, verse 30, when he was asked, hey, who do we follow? You know, Jesus is here and he's doing all these miracles, but, you know, you are the guy that we have been following, and we're a little bit confused now. Who do we follow? Do we follow you or do we follow Jesus? And John the Baptist simply said, Jesus must increase and I must decrease. And, you know, that's a verse that so often I have to remind myself of and say, maybe you need to write that on a post-it note and stick it in your bathroom mirror, in the dashboard of your car, on your laptop, on your refrigerator, your cubicle at work, wherever it places that you would see it, in your wallet, your purse. I mean, the point is that we have to be reminded to die to self, because it's so natural to just want what we want, when we want it, and how we want it. And our culture tells us that you should have it your way and that you should have it now. While we have instant credit, and of course we have microwaves and, you know, Amazon, man, you can order something to have it delivered to your house the next day. They're even delivering on Sundays now. And it's just our culture is all about you having it now. And it's hard to be humble when you have things at your fingertips like that. And a lot of those things are a blessing, but the fact of the matter is, if we're going to stay humble, we have to really die to self every day. And I think nothing shows Jesus more than humility and being humble. And yet, I have to admit, that's a battle for me. And maybe for some of you listening today, it's a chance, just as we get ready to wrap the program up, just to say, God, I want to do a little heart check and ask you, is, you know, am I humble? Is there an area of life that I've got pride in and it's not God-honoring? If you would, by your Holy Spirit, show me. And the Lord will be faithful to do that. Well, we got to wrap up today's program, but I hope that you'll tune in tomorrow with me as we're going to talk about another lesson we can learn from Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 1 and 2 on Hope Is Here. My name's Greg Horn. We'll see you tomorrow.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.